Dream, baby, dream. Dream, baby, dream. Dream, baby, dream. Come on and dream, baby, dream. Come on and dream, baby, dream. We gotta keep the light burning. Come on, we gotta keep the light burning. Come on, we gotta keep the light burning. Come on, we gotta keep the light burning. Come on and dream, baby, dream.
This is 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. More on this set in a second, but for now you're listening to Dream Baby Dream, the suicide cover by Bruce Springsteen.
Come open up your heart. Come on and open up your heart. Come on and open up your heart. Come on, dream on, dream, baby, dream. Come on and open up your heart. Come on and open up your heart. Come on and open up your heart. Come on, dream on, dream, baby, dream. Come on.
All right, now for the intro that I was hinting at 3 minutes ago. So this is going to be the third edition of a little series that I've done with my dad over the course of my time at WMFO. It's a cover set. Everything played on this set is going to be a cover. Do you want to say what you like so much about covers, Dad? Or talk about your covers?
Well, I like a lot of things about covers, but when I intro my songs here in a minute, there's at least a personal story about some covers that kind of got me into them. And then the other thing I like about covers is it's kind of an element of poetry. You're a poet. Compression. Yes. Not too long ago, I went and saw a live show, and there was one song that was a cover. It was kind of the reason I went to see that set, and I'm going to play one of those versions.
Ooh.
But as you know from the text message, I wrote a whole lot
it
of stuff
really
just about
long
this
text message
about this one song. So covers kind of compress because it's multiple artists coming together and bringing together a lot of different stories and threads. And so that's one of the things
certainly.
I really like about
it's
it.
It's a collaboration. Where do you store your covers? Or where do you find them?
I used to be a record store guy and go and look in the various artist bins and see what kind of tribute albums were out there. It's harder to do that anymore. Like the various music stores hardly even exist, and streaming sites. I'm not as skilled in getting to them, but every now and then I'll still find them. But it used to be like you could find good tribute albums that had lots and lots of covers, and I still look for those. And I have one song off of one of those that came out in the 90s that is one of my favorite albums.
That's awesome. Well, we just had I'm on Fire by Electrolane, cover of the Bruce Springsteen song. Then, switching to Bruce Springsteen, his cover of Suicide's Dream Baby Dream. And now we have Born in the USA, covered by Suicide. Enjoy!
Thank you. papa, chantilly lace, chantilly lace, chantilly lace.
Oh,
All right, you just heard the last of my Little Bruce Springsteen series, Suicide's cover of Born in the USA, and I thought it was really fun to play these two covers back to back, Springsteen's Dream Baby Dream and Suicide's Born in the USA, because it's still kind of, or I find it very endearing and surprising that Alan Vega and Bruce Springsteen were good friends, but they were, and Suicide was a source of inspiration for Springsteen. His song, State Trooper on Nebraska, which I really like and I've played on this show before, is inspired by Frankie Teardrop, the Suicide song. And Springsteen even kind of yelps, like how Alan Vega yelps on that song. Yeah. And the I'm on Fire cover as well. I've listened to that. It's got to be my top three most streamed songs on Spotify. But yeah, that was the Lily segment for the most part. I have one more song coming up, which is a live recording that's only partially a cover. When I was a freshman in high school, I think, I went with my dad to see a Better Oblivion Community Center show, which was the project with Phoebe Bridgers and Connor Oberst, which I think kind of meshed our musical interests at the time. And it was at August Hall in San Francisco. It was a really great show. They maybe were romantically involved, but you couldn't really tell. There was some kind of tension happening. But they played this cover of Phoebe Bridgers' Funeral. Very amazing and gloomy song. But they upped the tempo and made it kind of still a very gloomy song, but more of a romp. And they also covered...
They covered The Replacements' Can't Hardly Wait, which is kind of referred to in one of their songs. Can't believe I'm forgetting the name of it, but it's the one of Chesapeake. They cover the Replacement song, and
we played that on a previous edition.
Yeah.
But this is Funeral.
We built a $49 garden hose nozzle that makes every press.
It's a long, hard road. A lot of changes come. Hard changes come.
So we've been sharing musical tastes for a long time. I'm closing the set, I think, with a song I made you listen to in the backseat. It's a time or two. Some music I probably haven't really shared with you. I've definitely talked about how middle school, high school, I went through this evangelical phase.
Yes.
And I listen to a whole lot of contemporary Christian music, was what it was called, contemporary Christian rock. And it was a handful of songs there that were cover songs of quote-unquote secular bands.
Did they change some of the words to like God or
no? In some ways, like they're pretty honest covers. We just listened to Russ Taff's version of "I Still Believe." Many in your generation may know. Well, some in your generation may know The Call, this band from Oklahoma that recorded that song. But many in your generation will know it as, "Oh, it's that song from The Lost Boys."
Filmed in Santa Cruz, California.
Yes, right down the road.
And they're making it into a TV show.
Oh, wow. I wonder if they'll have that song, because people remember that song.
Maybe.
In some ways, finding out that, I already did listen to a lot of other music, but seeing that these artists were seeking outside of that vein was kind of a, not just like a permission to look outside, but an encouragement of like, you're not going to find everything here inside these walls. And
to look outside.
Outside of contemporary Christian church music, yeah. Whatever. We just listened to Russ Taff's version of The Call. Side story. Took Ken Durbin to see them live in San Francisco.
Nice.
This next one is... Greg Voles was the lead singer for a band called Petra. They might still be around. I have no idea. But this is his take on an Aerosmith song.
All right. Which one?
Dream On.
Sing with me, sing for the year, sing for the laughter. There's a river of love that runs through all times. But there's a river of grief that floods through our lives. It starts when a heart is broken into by the thief of belief in anything that's true. But there's a river of love that runs through all times. There's a river of love that runs through all times. But there's a river of tears that floods through our eyes. We fight through the night for freedom as it fades into a jail where we fail every time we make a break. But there's a river of love that runs through all times. Run before I knew how to crawl. The first step was hard, but I've had trouble with them all. Now the night grows darker and the day grows dim, 'cause I know I never will see you again. And I almost made you happy. There's a river of love that runs through all times. But there's a river of fire that burns with no light. The flame is the pain of dreams gone up in smoke from the lies we deny and we breathe them till we choke. But there's a river of love that runs through all times.
So we just listened to Leslie Phillips, cover of T-Bone Burnett's River of Love. That is the last of my contemporary Christian music set. After that, actually, that song is on her last album under Leslie Phillips, called The Turning. It's a good album. But then she changed her name to Sam. She actually married T-Bone, and T-Bone's known as a major producer for a lot of albums from the 90s, and also produced some Gilliam Welch stuff, was the Coen Brothers go-to guy for a while. At any rate, she went on to record a lot of albums as Sam Phillips, and on one of those albums recorded a song called Sister Rosetta Goes Before Us, about Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and this is a version of Robert Plant and Alison Krauss covering that song. Unless you want to do your PSA.
Well,
first.
Yeah, more on that in after this PSA. Numbers to think about. Cost of American housing versus the first days of the Iran war. According to the Pentagon, the first 60 days of the 2026 war against Iran cost U.S. taxpayers $25 billion, while the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics reports American households pay average monthly housing costs of $2,200, including insurance. So that means the cost of the first 2 months of the Iran war is just about the same as what it takes to pay the rent or the mortgage and insurance for a million American households for an entire year. This has been a public service message from the Department of War, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Okay, now for Sister Rosetta Goes Before Us.
Hear the music up above. Well, I got Just a little deadhead. Who is watching? Who is watching? I was just a little deadhead. Who is watching? Who is watching?
All right. That was Bright Eyes' version of Gillian Welch's Wrecking Ball. That's the one I alluded to earlier. I went to see MJ Linderman and Waxahachie a couple weeks ago, I think.
Just, which was my influence.
Yes, MJ Linderman I got from you, but just because I had seen a thing that they were playing that cover regularly on their shows, and I was hoping they would do it. It was really awesome. But Gillian Welch is a, and David Rawlings, both of them, a band that your mom and I have shared enjoyment of for a long, long time. And actually, just a couple weeks ago, right before the MJ Linderman song show, I think maybe a week or so, we went to San Francisco and or Oakland and saw the Gillian Welch and David Rawlings play nothing but Grateful Dead covers, and of course that song about being a deadhead. The other part of that song is kind of interesting to me. You're graduating from college right now. That song is about her graduating from college at UC Santa Cruz. And the, you know, that there's several scenes in there. The Pogo Nip is a park that's there in Santa Cruz that we've been to.
That's the Homeless Garden Project?
That's where the Homeless Garden Project is.
Yeah.
The compression, like that I talked about in poetry, there's all this stuff that this song brings to mind for me, and the just wave of tied threads together. I mean, this is Bright Eyes with First Aid Kit. Your mom and I saw First Aid Kit with M. Ward, who was going to be on my playlist, but we had to cut it down. So, it's just, I really like the way some of these songs get in and tie their way through so much of your life. Like, you know, you can put 20 years of life in this 3-minute song.
And I felt like I spent 20 years of my life listening to this next song you're about to play.
Yes, I used to torture you with this song, although now it's not probably so much torture.
Came to you and I was like, oh, I like this Vic Chestnut song independently. I didn't know this cover was by Vic Chestnut.
Yeah, it's just a very clever, cool version of End of the World as We Know It, our R.E.M. song. Came out in the 90s on this really awesome album tribute called Surprise Your Pig. If you ever get a chance to find it, there's a lot of really good covers on there of cool R.E.M. songs.
All right, if you have a 5-year-old in the car,
they love it. Repetition of this Vic Chestnut tune. That's where it starts, the earthquake. All right. 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 That's where it starts.
Earthquake. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. That's great. It's
That was Vic Chestnut's cover of It's the End of the World as We Know It. You're going to get a little bonus 3 minutes of Annika's cover of Masters of War. Yeah, I really like what they did with this. I feel like Annika is a very enigmatic artist, and I like her take on this song. But I hope you've enjoyed the show. I just graduated, but I think I maybe have one more sub slot in me. Yeah, thank you, Dad, for coming.
Thank you.
91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.